This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, today, the 2nd of June. Great to have you along for the ride, everybody. The ride, as it happens, is almost over for Sepp Blatter, the longtime president of FIFA, soccer's governing body, as we've all heard so many times over the past week or so, announced today that he is done. Stepping down, resigning, walking off the pitch. Choose your metaphor. To say it came as a surprise is something of an understatement. Dan Roberts is a writer for Fortune magazine. Dan, it's good to have you on.
Sure.
Sepp Blatter was just elected a couple of days ago. Why is he quitting now?
You know, he's been vague about the reason for his resignation. My bet, though, is that it was the Times report, which came out Monday night, and that fingered a top lieutenant of his, Jerome Valk, as having personally handled $10 million in bribery money. I think that's what did it.
There are many people breathing sighs of relief here. I imagine none more than FIFA's big sponsors, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Visa, all of those, who are now off the hook for making a really tough choice.
You know, they are, but it's funny. I just wrote about this today. I don't think they're off the hook from having to speak out about what's going on in Qatar. You've got this separate issue from the corruption charges where migrant workers are dying by the thousands. And I think a lot of the people who've been calling for the sponsors to speak up are hoping that they still will and that they won't see themselves as off the hook.
Qatar has the 2022 World Cup, of course, which is why we're talking about it. Do you think this changes that at all? Could the World Cup get yanked out of Qatar?
I don't think it will, honestly. I mean, I'm very surprised that he resigned. That was a big shock. I think that came as a shock to everyone. But it would be a bigger shock if they managed to get this World Cup out of Qatar's hands. I mean, it was hard fought, hard won. And the only thing that could really do it is if there's finally sufficient attention on these worker deaths.
I saw a tweet this afternoon as this news was rolling across the internet. The head of the beast has been removed, but the rest of the body needs to be taken care of as well. How systemic do you think any reforms might be?
Well, you know, there were a number of people indicted, 9 FIFA officials, as well as a bunch of sports marketing execs that work with FIFA. And what the DOJ has said, and they've been cagey mostly, but they've said that there are more indictments to come. So I have seen people saying, you know, okay, the head is gone, you're right, but they need to make more change, you need to cut more of these footmen. And I think they're doing that. I mean, this is a big, big step toward change. And that's what a lot of people have said, is it's an organization that desperately needs to change.
As he was making this big surprising announcement today, Blatter said a couple of interesting things, one of which was all reforms are on the table. He talked about term limits, which was kind of ironic, given that he's been in office for 18, 20-something years, and also transparency, right? I mean, what else might they do?
Well, I think they need to send in some kind of organization or aid to Qatar, because human rights organizations have said that they expect something like, you know, 5,000 more deaths in time for the World Cup at these construction sites. And in addition, they need to assign some kind of outside arbiter to have objective judgment when these decisions are made. I mean, the real problem, people say, is with the structure of FIFA and the way they do their elections and the way they hand out the bids for World Cup host cities. If all of that can change, maybe that's a way for them to look as though they've really modernized.
Speaking of elections, quickly before I let you go, there's going to have to be another FIFA-wide election to replace Blatter, which means he's in office now till the end of this year, maybe early next year, right?
That's right. We think it might take as long as 4 months for this emergency council. And, you know, when you first heard that he was stepping down, I mean, my first thought was this means that Prince Ali, who was the challenger who got
from,
a few votes in the
Jordan,
election last week, might get his day in the sun. But there's no guarantee now. There's going to be a lot of pressure on his successor, that's for sure.
Dan Roberts at Fortune magazine talking about Sepp Blatter, the soon-to-be former head of FIFA. Dan, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.